بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on being kind, being merciful to the fellow believers, fellow Muslims. So today's hadith, an Anas رضي الله عنه, an Anas رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. متفق عليه. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that none of you can be a true believer. None of you can be a believer. Literal translation, none of you can be a believer. Understood meaning is none of you can be a true believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Ulama explained that in terms of muasharat, in terms of social dealings, that this hadith is one of the pillar, cornerstones of a person having good social dealings. And in terms of his deen, then this hadith forms one quarter, 25% of a person's deen. This particular hadith, such a simple hadith, that none of you is a believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Imam Abu Dawud, rahmatullahi alayhi, very great imam of hadith. Commonly we know his kitab, Abu Dawud Sharif, which forms one of the six kitabs of the Siha Sitta. Siha Sitta means those six authentic kitabs that are regarded by everyone, that these are the six authentic. There are many other kitabs that are also authentic, but widely accepted six authentic kitabs of hadith. One of them is this kitab of Imam Abu Dawud, rahmatullah ali, known as the Abu Dawud Sharif. So this kitab, in this kitab himself, he explains that from recording 500,000 hadith, imagine what a great muhaddith he was. From recording 500,000 hadith, I selected 4,800 for this kitab of mine. So 4,800 is selected. And from that 4,800, there are four hadiths that is sufficient for a person of intelligence, sufficient for a person of insight, these four hadiths. And he explained 500,000 to 4,800. And from 4,800, he explaining there's four hadiths. And one of them is this hadith. So it shows that what an important pillar, corner, principle this hadith has in it. And a person can apply it in any situation. That he just needs to ask himself that what do I like this, what I like for myself, do I like, coming to the masjid for example, he thinks to himself, do I like to be blocked? So he'll think to himself, I don't like to be blocked, and I shouldn't like this for my brother. When he walks into the masjid, he likes to see a clean, tidy masjid. So he thinks to himself that I like the masjid to be clean, so I should like the same for my brother, the masjid should also be clean. He uses a public toilet, his thought is the same. Even in the toilet he uses at home, the thought that goes through his mind is exactly the same, that I don't like it to be dirty, untidy, so I should be leaving it clean. So person, whatever he likes for himself, he likes the same for his brother. In every single situation, doesn't matter what situation it is, that when I'm buying something, I like that I should get a discount. So now when I'm selling something to my brother, I should also sell and give a discount. Or if I like to be lenient in terms of claiming my pay, in terms of, I'd like that people must be lenient to me when they claim money from me. So when I'm claiming money from people also, I must be lenient. So every situation a person can put this into himself, whether he's traveling on an aeroplane, how he'd like to travel, he'd like the same for his brother. And every person thinks like that. And what a society you'll get, that instead of thinking for ourselves, we're thinking for the next person. This is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is instilling in us, that we start thinking for our brother, we start thinking for him. Now what do we think for him? We start thinking that how I like things in this dunya to be nice for me, I like things for my brother also to be nice in the dunya. How I like things to be nice for me in akhirat, I should also like that akhirat be nice for my brother. In other words, that if how Allah Ta'ala has given me tawfiq to come to the masjid to read my salah, I should also wish that Allah Ta'ala brings him to the masjid also to read his salah. Like how I'd like to make tilawat of Quran, I should also wish for him that Allah Ta'ala makes it possible that he also can read Quran. So a person not only wishing for his dunya, but he's wishing well for the akhirat also of his brother. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this quality, give us this one pillar of deen, as we can say, that such an important aspect of deen, such an important aspect of shariat, that all the time we're thinking ahead, that how I'd like things to be nice for me in this situation, it must be nice for my brother. Person should think like that all the time. If every person thinks like that, we'll have a society where everyone wants to give and not take. One person was explaining that the secular law is such that it trains you. It trains you how to be rights-orientated. Rights-orientated means that how I can get my right, how I can fight for my right, what is my rights in this situation, what is my rights in that situation. And what Islam and Deen is teaching us, duty-orientated. That what is my duty to my next brother? What is my duty to my parents? What is my duty to my ustads? What is the duty to the society? What duty I have to the next person? So that is the outlook that is completely different. Islam is teaching us how to be dutiful to the next person. Islam is duty oriented, whereas the secular law is rights oriented, how we can keep extracting our rights from the next person. So we should bring that dini orientation into us. Every time we are looking to see how we can be of assistance to the next person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.